It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah looks up. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Your Wiki Corner today, by the way, brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market.
Yes.
What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner, Sarah?
Well, for the first time since a fire nearly destroyed it in 2019.
Oh, golly.
Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris
is
set to reopen tomorrow.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a really big deal.
I think I saw like 2,000 people were involved in the restoration of it after that terrible fire, and it's reopening, and I think it's reopening, I think they said under, like, on time and under budget.
What?
Oh, amazing,
where do
right?
you get these people? Could these people come and work on the roads over here in New York, perhaps? So
no
look,
kidding.
So I feel like if you're gonna rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral, you don't just get regular contractors. Do you get special people?
I think there's specialty people, yeah,
okay,
for
I figured,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The best
definitely.
Of the best.
Definitely. So Notre Dame is a medieval Catholic cathedral and is considered one of the finest examples of French Gothic architecture.
Mm.
Several attributes set it apart from the earlier Romanesque style, including its pioneer of the rib vault and your favorite, the flying buttress.
Love the flying buttress.
The flying buttress. It's
Stop.
Enormous and colorful rose windows and the naturalism and abundance of its sculptural decoration.
Yes, all those things.
Notre Dame is also exceptional for its three pipe organs and its immense church bells.
Yeah.
Construction of the cathedral began in 1163 and was largely completed by 1260, though it was modified in succeeding centuries. In the 1790s, during the French Revolution, Notre Dame suffered extensive desecration. Much of its religious imagery was damaged or destroyed. By the 19th century, the cathedral hosted the coronation of Napoleon and the funerals of many of the French Republic's presidents.
Wow.
Among Notre Dame's most noteworthy architectural features, like I mentioned before, your favorite, the Flying Buttress.
Flying Buttress.
The Flying Buttress.
I thought that was a music group. Was that back in the 70s? The flying buttress?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Different?
But they were a groundbreaking innovation from the Gothic period that enabled the construction of taller, more slender buildings.
Mm.
These external supports stretched from the walls to the ground, distributing the weight of the colossal structure and allowing for the installation of those expansive stained glass windows.
Very nice.
In the decades after the Napoleonic Wars, Notre Dame fell into such a state of disrepair that Paris officials considered its demolition.
You're kidding me.
But Victor Hugo, who admired the cathedral, wrote the novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, in 1831 to save the cathedral.
And that's what did it?
Yeah. The book was an enormous success, raising awareness of the cathedral's decaying state and inspired interest, which led to restoration between 1844 and 1864.
Look at that. I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Didn't know the two were really related.
Now, one of Notre Dame Cathedral's most unique features is a rooster that sits on top of its tallest spire. The rooster, I didn't know this, but the rooster is the symbol of the French state.
Oh, really? The rooster?
Yeah, the rooster.
Okay.
Which, since 1905, has owned Notre Dame and the other 86 cathedrals in France. It's found all over French cathedrals, as well as over the entrance of the residence of the French president, other government buildings, and on French postage stamps.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1935, three tiny relics, a piece of the Crown of Thorns, and some bits of St. Denis and St. Genevieve, who are the city's patron saints.
Bits of them, you
bits
said?
Bits of them, yeah. Were secured inside the rooster. Just some bits.
Just don't look. It's fine. Just pretend we just keep moving.
They're inside the, but you can't see. They're inside the body.
Yes.
The bird's
the
body.
The rooster is fine. Yeah.
The story went, was to create a sort of spiritual lightning rod to protect the parishioners within from harm.
A spiritual and literal lightning rod.
Yes.
On top of the church.
And the rooster, with relics intact, was recovered in the rubble shortly after the fire.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So the Notre Dame organ involves almost 8,000 pipes. Played with five keyboards, making it the biggest pipe organ in France.
That's a lot of pipes.
The instrument was restored in 2013 to mark the 850th anniversary of the cathedral, and fortunately, it survived the 2019 fire with only water damage from the firefighters' hoses.
That's it?
Yeah.
Play the organ water spouts out of the spouts.
Yeah, right? Maybe.
The top of the pipe.
I don't know. The cathedral is a widely recognized symbol of the city of Paris and the French nation. In the early 21st century, about 12 million people visited Notre Dame annually, making it the most visited monument in Paris.
Oh.
Wouldn't you think that would be the Eiffel Tower?
You would think that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
No.
But this is, quite frank, this is way more impressive. Like the pictures of Notre Dame, it's gorgeous inside and out.
Yeah.
And not that the Eiffel Tower isn't, but, you know.
Right.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. You picked out a record to go along with Notre Dame, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. Well, I thought that it would be only appropriate to play a song by the Singing Nun.
Ah.
So we're going to play Dominique.
Great one. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the singing nun, Dominique. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that jam?
Well, because we were talking about Notre Dame Cathedral, which is reopening tomorrow after that terrible fire in 2019.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah. Better than ever. Yeah. Got Wi-Fi now. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, the Hunchback of Notre Dame helped save the cathedral.
It has the biggest pipe organ in France.
And it is the most visited monument in Paris.
Sounds like a really big pipe organ. Where's one bigger than that? It's the biggest one in France, but are there bigger pipe organs? Do you know? You didn't delve into the pipe organ
thing. No, I didn't go down that rabbit hole.
You didn't know that was going to come up. I'm sorry.
I didn't. I don't know. How do you play with five keyboards?
Yeah, you need the whole band.
You gotta have two people playing it, right?
Everybody takes a keyboard.
Everyone gets a keyboard. Yeah.
Well, you could play two keyboards, but you can't play five keyboards.
No. Maybe they play with their feet.
And your nose. 2 feet, two hands, and a nose.
That'd be impressive. I would pay to see that.
Well, maybe you can when you visit Notre Dame. Can I pay to see a guy play the organ? Folks who want to learn more about Notre Dame, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
But know that you're not going to find the answer to where the biggest pipe organ in the world is.
No, you can do your own research on that.
Yeah, do that on your own.
Quick Google.
You can always catch this on Facebook Live every day at 4:10. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/legends1027. And we archive all of this up at YouTube. Go to YouTube and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. And, of course, like and subscribe so you know when we post new material up there. We appreciate it when you do that. All brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. And that's it for the week, Sarah.
It.
Woo! Well, have a great weekend.
You too.
I know what you're doing tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll see you at IVW for the day of hope.
Yes. Very excited.
And back here on Monday for a fresh Wiki Corner.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way. Three Dog Night, Heart, and a lot more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.